to the next interview that we're about to dive into right now on a Thursday on Radio Life and Style. If you're just tuning in and joining us, welcome to the show. Welcome to your Thursday. You're with me, Mike, in the morning. And right now, shining a spotlight on a really, really awesome institution based right here on the KZN Dolphin Coast, and one that we have been happy to welcome to the studio in the past. It's been long overdue that we've connected with a team from Summerhill House with quite an incredible story and a mission and a chance for you to get behind an initiative that is taking place right now in the month of November. To paint a little bit of that picture for us, I have Erica Lynn from the Summerhill House Ops Management side of things. And Erica, welcome to you. How are you doing on a Thursday?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you so much for having us.
Great to have you. And listen, for those who might have heard the name Summerhill House, or maybe are hearing it for the first time right now and wondering what is the story there, it's got a happy ring to it. Summerhill, it just sounds like bright and good vibes, but there's a history, there's a mission. And can you fill us in?
Yes, so Summerhill House was started over 15 years ago by our very own Hula and Gogo Esther, really with the mission and the heart to care for children. And so we have two arms to Summerhill. We have our children's home, our village, and there we build homes. And then we have house mothers who come and they take care of orphan, vulnerable and abandoned children. And so the children find home and they cared for holistically from the time that they are babies until they grow up. So that's the one arm of Summerhill.
That's a massive thing. That's amazing. And for a decade and a half, 15 years, it's been going and growing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our other arm is our community arm. And then there we reach into our community and we have community initiatives. We have education initiatives like our homework assistance and reading programs. We volunteers are really key and they assist us there. We have holiday feeding programs. And just social aid and just amazing stuff that we assist our community with, Vitete.
It's a whole lot. It's a massive thing, undertaking. And teamwork is key to making the
absolutely,
whole thing happen, right?
Absolutely.
Now, looking at the location and the community that you serve, you say Itete is the base.
Huh? Yes, Itete. It's 20 minutes if you get onto the R102, and it's just 20 minutes away from Palito.
So just literally just a stone's throw away from where we're broadcasting here in the Lifestyle Center. And in the month of November, I see there is, I'm on your website right now, I see there's an event, a special thing happening, Glow Yellow, Give Hope.
Yes.
11th of November, what is happening?
So the 11th of November is World Orphans Day. It is the second Monday of the second Monday in November. Mm-hmm. And so it falls on the 11th of November this year. And so for our focus is children and orphans. And so for this year, one of our little guys, Bundy, who's very close to our hearts, he has hearing aids, and so we're needing to replace those hearing aids. Okay. And so we are really appealing to our community to really get behind us and get involved in sponsoring those hearing aids.
And this is like, you know, something that is life-changing.
It is.
For anyone who's been connected to a person with hearing disability, to not have the ability to hear and then to have a hearing aid was a life-changing thing. But the thing is, being a little guy, as you grow, these things don't grow with you. So the need to now to upgrade is here, is pressing. And what is the smart way for those listening to this, whether it's schools or businesses or communities or just individuals with a heart who might be hearing this broadcast, how can they be part of this special 11th of November rallying call and contribute towards your special initiative?
Yes, so we've said is that we're glowing for the whole of November, so we're really appealing to our community, individuals, companies, schools to get involved in the whole of November. You can make a donation to Summerhill, you can rally the troops, you can get your family involved, your office, and you guys can wear yellow and make a donation to Summerhill. You can visit our pages, our Instagram and Facebook, it's at Summerhill Kids, our website www.summerhh.org.za, and there you can find the links and just... Yeah, they'll show you how to donate.
Easy as that. I'm on the website right now, summerhh.org.za, and really easy. I mean, the Zapper QR code is right there on the screen. The banking details are there as well if you want to do an EFT, and all the information as well. Incredible work that over the last 15 years has really impacted lives, made a tangible difference right here on our KZN North Coastline. You've had some fantastic sponsors who have gotten behind the Summerhill mission over the years, and that list continues to grow.
Absolutely.
For those who are looking to get involved beyond just this November, a special moment, can they also reach out, get in touch with you, and see how they can plug in and support
Absolutely.
The Summerhill mission?
There are many, many ways people can get involved, from volunteering. We have people, as we said, is that in addition to the hearing aids, is that any additional funds raised will go towards our medical just expenses. And we have had professionals who have assisted us in those. And so anyway, you can get involved financially. We need funds to run any organization. The kids are at school, so their school fees. So anyway, you can get involved. Reach out to us, go onto our website. You can give us a call and we'll gladly direct you. We really invite the community to come out and visit us at Summerhill, and you can see for yourself where your funds are going to.
Well, that's the thing, and it's just right here, 20 minutes up the road from Bolito, and you'll see that the slogan of hands, hearts, and hope all comes together. Love in action, and Summerhill House is proof that the good people are doing good things right here on the KZN North Coast, and you can be one of them. If you're listening to this right now, go and check out the website, summerhh.org.za. Just scroll down and you'll see the banner for the special 11th of November, Glow Yellow Give Hope in honor of World Orphan Day, with a chance for you to contribute towards the special Summerhill House fundraising drive. And then on social media, on Instagram and Facebook, Summerhill Kids. Just search for that and you'll find the pages. Like them, follow them, stay in the loop, because there's exciting things bubbling up right throughout the year. And if you've got a heart and an ability to give in one way or another, whether it's in cash or in kind, with your time, maybe as a volunteer, don't be shy to connect with the team. You'll find they're all really friendly, warm, smiley, happy people, like Erica, who is in the studio with me this morning. Erica Lynn from Summerhill House. And Erica, thanks for giving us a little bit of the story, and for shining a bright yellow light, glowing yellow and giving hope.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
You heard it here on Radio Life and Style.